Imagine paying for protection for decades only to discover it vanishes when you need it most. This is the reality millions of Americans face when dealing with modern insurance companies. The transformation has been both profound and disturbing. Insurance giants like Allstate and State Farm have evolved from service-oriented protectors into profit-maximizing machines that systematically deny valid claims. The practice is so widespread that specialized claims dispute insurance now exists to protect against wrongful denials. When your wheel falls off causing injury or your home floods from a burst pipe, will your insurance company stand by you or leave you fighting for years? The systematic tactics revealed in Delay, Deny, Defend leave millions vulnerable precisely when they need protection most. Even Warren Buffett, whose Berkshire Hathaway owns GEICO, admitted that insurance companies profit most when they collect premiums and avoid paying claims, exactly the dynamic at the heart of this crisis. Insurance operates on a fundamental principle dating back to 1752, risk sharing among many to protect individuals from uncertain losses. You pay a small, certain cost for protection against potentially devastating financial losses. Actuaries establish pricing, underwriters define limitations, and the float, time between collecting premiums and paying claims, generates substantial investment income. The breakdown occurs when insurers prioritize profits over policyholders through a delay, deny, defend strategy. They delay claims to wear down claimants while increasing investment income, deny valid claims through lowballing and stonewalling, and deploy aggressive litigation against persistent claimants. This approach emerged from a perfect storm in the 1990s. An extended soft market combined with catastrophic disasters like Hurricane Andrew, $16 billion in losses, and the Northridge earthquake, $15 billion, put immense pressure on insurers. Companies responded with strategies like Farmers Insurance's Bring Back a Billion to reduce claims payments. Simultaneously, the industry shifted from policyholder orientation to shareholder value maximization, with many mutual companies converting to stock companies. GEICO pioneered direct marketing, while Allstate hired McKinsey to re-engineer claims practices, introducing leakage, the gap between actual payments and minimized payments, and framing claims as a zero-sum game. The traditional claims adjuster has been systematically de-skilled from a professional brains and integrity to a data entry specialist with minimal independence. Courts now classify them as rank-and-file production workers, handling only routine and unimportant tasks. Claims handling has been industrialized with specialized units using manipulable software like Colossus Bodily Injury and Xactimate Property Repairs, despite claims of precision. Following McKinsey's principle, we get what we measure, insurers shifted adjuster evaluation from processing speed to severity, average paid per claim. Adjusters' compensation, bonuses, and job security now depend on reducing payouts. Allstate provided small credit card bonuses for meeting reduction goals. State Farm applied pressure without documentation, and Farmers Insurance explicitly tied compensation to combined ratio improvement through payment reductions. When claimants refuse low settlements, insurers deploy managed litigation strategies, transforming defense attorneys into super adjusters, not to win cases, but to establish more consistent values and force claimants to accept unfair offers, knowing litigation costs would exceed potential recovery. Insurance companies use segmentation to maximize profits by treating different claims differently. They work to keep attorneys out of the process, as McKinsey studies showed, represented claimants recover 90% more in uninsured motorist claims and 2 to 5 times more overall. Adjusters use scripts emphasizing attorney costs while omitting information about higher recoveries attorneys typically secure. MIST, minor impact soft tissue claims, are profitable targets. These low-speed accidents with modest damage and injuries like whiplash face no compromise settlements. The strategy treats small cases as major litigation, making legal costs exceed potential recovery, reducing all states' average missed payouts by 38%. Homeowners insurance enables claim denial through policy complexity. Standard policies contain numerous pages of declarations, exclusions, and conditions. All risks coverage sounds comprehensive, but contains 15 paragraphs of exclusions. The industry portrays insurance fraud as the primary problem, claiming it costs $30 billion annually, with 10% of claims being fraudulent. However, a Massachusetts study found that of 17,274 fraud referrals over 10 years, only 368 involved provable criminal fraud, suggesting actual fraud rates below 0.5%. Mark Goddard was killed by a drunk driver insured by Farmers, yet the company denied the driver was drunk despite his manslaughter conviction. Kentucky National avoided paying Leslie Jo Nance's legitimate uninsured motorist claim by creating bogus issues, conducting surveillance while he was injured, and forcing unnecessary medical exams. When Priscilla Young suffered serious injuries in a clear liability rear-end collision, Allstate offered just $5,300 against $6,000 in medical expenses. A jury later awarded her $198,971. The modern insurance fraud campaign began in the early 1990s alongside McKinsey's claims process redesign. The industry created national fraud data banks, marketed insurance fraud as a crisis through media campaigns, and partnered with legislators on new anti-fraud laws. This transformed adjusters from helpers into investigators. Companies now use red flag systems that assign points to claim characteristics, triggering fraud investigations when points accumulate. These systems often flag legitimate claims by treating common circumstances as suspicious, like multiple family members injured in one accident or patients seeing the same doctor. Avoid insurers with poor claim handling records by checking state insurance departments' websites. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners Consumer Information Source and Consumer Federation of America reports. Consumer Reports surveys indicate Amica, USAA, and Chubb offer superior claim handling. When selecting policies, scrutinize exclusions and purchase riders for specific risks. Prevent underinsurance by obtaining accurate replacement cost estimates and considering extended replacement cost endorsements. Remember three key lessons when filing claims: know your coverage, understand the claim system, and seek help when needed. Be polite, prompt, and persistent while documenting everything. Question computer-generated estimates like Xactimate or Colossus, as contractor estimates typically prove more accurate. For minor incidents, self-representation works well. For serious injuries or complex homeowners' claims, professional help is crucial. Though insurance companies discourage representation, professionals help level the playing field against experienced claim handlers. Until the system changes, we remain vulnerable to corporate practices prioritizing profits over promises. Insurance regulation needs strengthening, particularly in claims handling where interests diverge most sharply. Regulators should require insurers to publicly report claims data, including payment rates, processing times, litigation frequency, and settlement outcomes. Despite industry claims that such information is proprietary, this transparency would enable informed consumer choices. The legal standard for bad faith should be strengthened. The current requirement that companies knew or recklessly disregarded their lack of reasonable basis gives them too much latitude. Standards should instead reflect policyholders' reasonable expectations of fair treatment. Most importantly, systematic delay, deny, defend programs need real consequences. As one observer noted, video on the evening news of the claims vice president being hauled away in handcuffs would effectively change behavior. Until then, arm yourself with knowledge to ensure you receive the protection you've paid for. Insurance isn't just another product. It's the protector of middle-class American living standards, and its promise must be kept.